and welcome back to another episode of my podcast where I talk about all things fitness, nutrition, mindset, and health. My clients have asked me to share my journey and what made me start personal training and to share our journey so far. And I actually don't like to talk that much about myself, and I usually only share educational content on my social media, but my people have asked me to share my story, so that is what we are doing today. Now, I need to be very honest and say that thinking about my childhood and my high school days and everything that has happened to me in the past feels weird to share because those are all things that have happened in the past. For the people who don't know, I was born and raised in a very small town in Croatia, and I had a very peaceful but also wild childhood. We were always running outdoors, playing in the cornfields, running around, playing with our neighbors and our cousins. We had a very nice and just very wild childhood. I finished primary and high school in my hometown, and I actually started going to uni and I started studying management, but I dropped out of uni after the first semester because my parents couldn't afford to pay for my rent. And then I decided to start working at a very early age. And when I say very young age, early age, I mean that at the age of 8 to 9 years old, me and my sister would work with my dad and we would go fruit picking. And I remember we would go to our neighbor's vineyards, and every autumn we would pick grapes, pears, apples, and all kinds of fruits. That was my first job ever. During high school, when I was around 16 years old, I started working during the summer break, and I was working as a waitress in a local cafe. My job at the time was to wash dishes and make coffees. After I dropped out of uni, I went back to the same cafe and I got a full-time job, and I worked there for a few years. Then at the age of 20, I went to Australia to visit my sister, and I was in Australia for, I believe, 8 to 9 months. And then I went back to Croatia, and I knew that I want to move out of my hometown, and I'm grateful that I have had the opportunity to move to London. So I packed my whole life in one suitcase and moved to London. And I remember thinking to myself, just go and see what happens. The worst thing that can happen is that you have to go back home and live with your parents, who I love dearly, and they are the most humble and real people that I know. And if my mom is listening to this, mama, volim te puno. But I will try not to get too emotional talking about them, because I always do. Fast forward, I was in London and I worked in another cafe, and I was working as a waitress, more or less the same job that I did in Croatia, making coffees, serving the customers, managing the cafe staff and things like that, opening, closing, cleaning. We were doing everything. That job and that experience has taught me a lot about working with people and communication, and I developed communication skills. Now, I need to rewind the story a little bit because I want to talk about how I got into personal training. As I previously mentioned, I was a very active kid, and we were always out and about and playing outdoors and running like crazy. I was a little bit wild. My mom could confirm that. There was no public transport in my hometown, and we were destined to walk everywhere. So that's what we did. We would walk to school, we would walk back home, we would just walk everywhere. At the age of 6, I started training tennis, and I trained tennis for 2 years. I always loved being active and out and about and training different sports. And I then stopped with tennis and I started training gymnastics. And I trained gymnastics for, I believe, 4 years. I was not a hugely talented gymnast, but I enjoyed every moment and every training session. Then at the age of 11, I started training handball. It was very popular in my hometown. I trained handball from the age of 11 until the age of 18. And then at the age of 18, I started going to the gym. But during my handball days, we would travel to other bigger cities in Croatia and play against other handball clubs. That was a lot of fun, and it was also very intense to run that fast and for that long and to keep up with other players. My cardiovascular health was at its peak at that time, I believe. But my fitness journey and my first gym experience started at the age of 18 when I was finishing high school. So I joined a local gym in my hometown. I started lifting weights. And you best believe that I had absolutely no idea about fitness and training and how to train and what are calories and macros and how to build muscle and how to lose body fat. I had no idea. I didn't know what carbs are, protein, fiber, fats, body fat, or anything like that. I was just excited to start going to the gym and to try something new. But one thing that I do remember is drinking a protein shake after every training session, because someone told me that that is something that you're supposed to do if you want to build muscle. Now, drinking all of those protein shakes definitely had a negative impact to my digestion and my gut health. But I feel like that's a story for another day, or maybe a story that I should never tell. Also, I remember that the owner of my local gym in my hometown, he gave me a program from the day one that I joined the gym. And all I remember is that there were some supersets in that program, and that he taught me how to do some basic movement patterns. And he told me that if I want to make progress, that I need to keep increasing my training intensity, so add a little bit more weight every single week. Now, I always loved how strong I felt after my training session. And fast forwards, I was living in London, working in a cafe, working 6 days per week and going to the gym 2-3 times per week when I wasn't feeling exhausted from work. And I remember this day and this moment like it was yesterday. I was in the gym training, and there was another personal trainer training his client next to me, and they were doing the same things that I was doing. And I was thinking to myself, how nice would it be for me to be able to work in a gym and to train other people and help them to get stronger and build confidence. That's when I decided to get my personal training certificate, and I completed the course in 8 weeks' time. And believe me when I say that I learned nothing from that course, but it allowed me to get a job in the gym and to start training clients. When I got the part-time job in the gym, I was still working as a waitress, and I was also babysitting my neighbor's kids. So I was doing three jobs at the same time. I was using Instagram and YouTube to watch other successful coaches and learn from them. And then I came across my ex-coach, Mark, who is an amazing person and who has taught me so much about training and fitness and nutrition. You guys probably know who Mark is. I reached out to Mark and I told him that I would love to work with him and learn more about fitness and training, and that I also want to compete one day. Mark said, Anna, if you want to compete, you need to build muscle first. And that is where the comp prep journey started for me. We started working together 3.5 years before I stepped on the stage. So it took us a long time to get ready. And in those 3.5 years, I started tracking calories and macros, learning more about programming, how to lose body fat, how to reverse diet, how to build muscle, how to prep for a bodybuilding competition, how to increase your strength, how to coach clients, how to get insanely strong, and so much more. I always wanted to take myself through everything first before I started coaching others and teaching people how to lift and get strong and lose body fat, etc. For the people who are only starting with their fitness journey, I just want to highlight one thing. It took me about 9 months to get into a habit of tracking my nutrition and understanding how much food I need to eat to reach my goals and what foods work well with me and what foods don't, what foods bloat me, what foods don't. And it took me nearly 2 years of consistent training and following a structured program to be able to do one pull-up. So don't be too hard on yourself. I know that clients often get discouraged if they aren't seeing huge changes to their physique or strength after training for a few months. But believe me when I say that this is a lifelong journey and that the results take a lot of time and effort and, most importantly, patience. And this comes with everything in life, not just fitness and losing body fat and building muscle. So I was working with Mark, I was training clients face to face, I was working as a nanny, and I was working in the cafe as well. Now, there was one period of my life where I had nowhere to sleep and I was sleeping on my friend's couch, and it was really hard, but that's life. Sometimes some things happen to you and you have no other choice but to accept what's happened and to keep fighting and pushing forward and find a way to make things work. I will save you the full story, but I was working with Mark, learning, and then I started sharing content online. Just started posting on Instagram. During my comp prep, I shared everything and my daily routine and the whole process of getting ready for the competition. And that's when my social media started growing. That whole experience was very rewarding because it has helped so many people on their own journeys. And I just showed what's possible once you set your mind to something. If you want to achieve something, you can, if you believe in yourself. So to me, it wasn't really about the fat loss, but it was about the mindset required for you to get ready to step on the stage. Personally, to me, dieting is the easy part, but building mental strength is hard. If there is one thing in life that we can always work on, it is our mental strength. You would be surprised with what you can achieve once you set your mind to something and once you focus on your journey and your goals. You won't let anyone or anything stand in your way. I did win the pro card in my first show, just saying. But from day one of my personal training journey, all I ever wanted to do was to help other people. That is all I want to do in life. Then as my social media started growing and as I noticed how many people would message me and say how helpful seeing me and watching my journey is for them and their own mental health, it kind of pushed me to start my own online business and to create a very safe space for other women and men to learn and to train and to get the results that they deserve and to feel welcomed and loved and support. Because I find that you can often feel lonely on your fitness journey, especially if your close friends or family members don't go to the gym or they don't understand the fitness lifestyle, which is also normal and common. Some people just genuinely don't enjoy lifting weights and going to the gym. To some people, fitness might be outdoor running, and to some people, it might be lifting weights. There are no rules to fitness. Fitness can look different to absolutely everyone. So I worked and worked and worked, and I'm still working, and launched my app, and we have had many people signing up since day one, and we have built an amazing community full of people who are always willing to learn and to improve and to get stronger and become the best version of themselves. And they're always so happy to support each other on their journey, and I honestly don't know what I did to deserve having our amazing community, but not a day goes by that I don't feel extremely grateful to be in a position to help other people and to connect with other people who are on the same mission of self-development and growth. It is really a lifelong process. But since I've launched our app, since we created our community, I say our because none of this would be possible without my clients. We have also added me over 900 videos to the exercise library, yoga classes, educational videos, over 1,100 macro-friendly recipes, reverse dieting guide, nutritional guide, pre and postnatal guide, gut health guide, and I'm currently in the process of adding more mobility drills. We currently have 5 different programs in the app: Build Strong, Fit, Home, and the Express program. The Build program is a hypertrophy program, and the main goal of the Build program is to build muscle and also build your strength. The Strong program is a strength program, and the main goal of the Strong program is to get stronger but also build muscle. It is more like a powerlifting program, and it is the program that I am currently following because I want to squat 120 kilos again and build my strength. If you followed me for a long time, you will remember those crazy lifting sessions that I used to share. The FIT program is both strength and hypertrophy program, and it has a 3-day training split where you would do whole body sessions. And then we have the home program, which is a program that you can follow from home. And all you need for the home program are some dumbbells and long resistance bands. But of course, if you have access to more equipment at home, that is great. If you have a squat rack at home, that is amazing. And then we have the Express program. That is a 3-day program, which also has full body workouts and is perfect for anyone who doesn't have too much time to go to the gym and to train. The sessions on the Express program are around 35 minutes long. What I have included in the app are the training programs, yoga classes, macro-friendly recipes, nutritional guide, reverse dieting guide, pre- and postnatal guide, gut health guide. You have the ability to track your macros and your calories if you want to, ability to take progress photos if you want to. You can track your sleep, steps, and you can track your progress. You're not forced to track your calories and your macros or take progress photos, but the options are there. For anyone who enjoys tracking their macros and their calories and taking progress photos, you're more than welcome to do that. But if you don't want to, that is also perfectly fine. Everything that I have learned from my own journey and taking myself through comp prep is in the app. There is a lot of education in the app, and it can be rather overwhelming reading everything and learning everything that you need to know in order for you to get the results that you deserve. But there is absolutely no pressure and no rush with reading the guides and watching the educational content in the app. I have received so many beautiful messages from my clients who always say how much of a positive impact I've had on them and how much the app has helped them with both their mental and physical health. And to me, honestly, it is extremely rewarding being able to help other people on their fitness journey. Extremely rewarding. And my goal is to provide education to my clients and to teach them everything that I know and that I've learned from my experiences. As I learn new things, I teach new things. I'm always looking and thinking of ways to add more value to my clients' lives and to help them as much as I possibly can. Hence why I have also started my podcast with the intention to bring on more people and more professionals and talk more about health and mental health and physical health and everything that we can do to optimize our health and keep strengthening our mind and our body. And the first guest on my podcast was actually my client Sylvia, who has struggled with an eating disorder earlier in her life. And she was very open and honest, and she shared all the things that she did to overcome her eating disorder. If you haven't listened to that episode already, I highly recommend you to do so. You can listen to it on Spotify, Apple Music, or watch it on YouTube. It has been so rewarding for me to be able to help my clients, and it's been so lovely to watch their journeys and support them and share my knowledge and literally every single thing that I have learned about training and nutrition. Now, when it comes to myself, I do like to keep myself to myself. I'm naturally a very chilled person, and I just kind of keep quiet and I mind my business. I don't go out too much. I read books, I study, I listen to podcasts. I haven't had a sip of alcohol in over 4 years now, and someone might say that I am a boring person, and maybe I am, but that's just how I like to live my life and spend my days working on myself and helping other people. And as I previously mentioned, the way that I see my social media is not about myself, but about what I can do to help my clients and to share educational content with them. So to summarize, I grew up in a very small place. I came from nothing, started working at a very young age, and I developed my mindset, and I keep working on myself and learning and helping my clients. I don't have that many friends, and my circle is very small, and I spend most of my time on my own. I'm a little bit of an introvert, but I have learned to accept myself for who I am. That is just how I am, and that would be me and my story. So if you're still listening, I just want to say that I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to my podcast. And I want to thank everyone who has supported my dreams since day one. It has been such a long journey. Now it's time for me to end this podcast. Go home, put a face mask on, edit the podcast, post something on social media, and then go to bed. So thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to give me a follow on all social media platforms. Check out my app and come and join the best online community. Learn from me, get the results that you deserve, enjoy the journey, enjoy the process, connect with other amazing people from all around the world. Thank you again. I will see you and hear you next time.